Amy Harmandaro, a financial analyst in the Baltimore office of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, has seen her pay frozen. She was furloughed several times over the summer because of the budget cutting known as sequestration.
You know, we could plan for those furloughs because we knew what days they were going to be, so we knew what paychecks they were going to hit.
But this is different.
At this point, it's really hard to make any type of plan except to try not to spend anything other than what is absolutely necessary, because I don't know how long I'll be in a non-pay status.
She says the whole thing is getting a bit tiresome.
I feel really depressed about it. I feel pretty demoralized because it's been several years of feeling kind of under attack, you know, for working for my government, as if it was a bad choice I made.
And she's not the only one.
You know, I think it is pretty common to feel kind of beat up.
Tim Rhodes lives in Hamilton and works for the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda. He says he and his colleagues are frustrated with the constant threat of budget cuts hanging over their heads, and now a partial government shutdown that has sent them home until further notice. It's enough to make you look for work elsewhere.
Some folks have been government their entire life, and so that does seem like the grass is greener, and especially in today's climate.
Harmandaro, who has worked at HUD for 12 years, says some of her colleagues have talked about taking early retirement and trying to start a second career. She's thought about leaving too, she says, but she has a good job.
And I like the work that I do when I'm allowed to do it and when I'm not being punished for working for the federal government. And I don't really want to leave my job, but I definitely, and I've heard many people talking about leaving, and some folks, you know, have.
And as if the psychic trauma weren't bad enough, there's the damage to the pocketbook. Harmandaro says her family can't afford the loss of her paycheck for very long.
You know, I know other families who, you know, have two main income workers that work for the federal government, and they have no income coming in at all. And it does feel really scary, and I'm not exactly sure how to plan for it.
Rhodes says his wife works, so his family will be okay financially, for the short term at least.
We have a baby that's going to be here in a few weeks. You know, so it definitely is a concern, but, you know, I make a decent salary enough that we have some money in the bank that we're going to be okay for a bit.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers has introduced bills in both houses of Congress to restore federal workers' back pay when the shutdown ends. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, one of the sponsors, told Federal News Radio today that federal workers have been asked to do a lot under very difficult circumstances.
It affected many with furloughs. We saw pay freezes that were now in the third year. We have fewer federal workers to do more work. The staffers' health insurance has been under attack, wrongly so. Their employer should contribute like any other employer to the health benefits of the employees. So they've been really taking it.
Meanwhile, the shutdown heads toward its third day, and federal employees will have time to catch up on long-neglected yard work, money or no money. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.